Blog Talk Radio.
God praise the Lord. God bless you. This is your host, Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth. We're happy to have you, and you call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We're always happy to have you, amen, that you're in the background, amen, by the piano prophet that Jesus is love. Amen. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Stretch your hand of deliverance. Thine seed in hand on every part. We know you are a healer and not a deceiver. We know you have all power in your hand in heaven and in earth. Lord, we praise you and we glorify you what you're doing today, tomorrow, and yesterday. Oh, God, we know, amen, you created the heavens and the earth and everything that's in it. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, that you are love. Amen, that you love us because of love we still existing here on this earth, regardless of all the chaos and problems and condition that is going on. But we know that you love. And your love is stronger than any man, any woman, any boy, any child. You gave your son, and you proved to the world that you love the world. We're so thankful. Lord, we're so thankful that you bless the listeners of this broadcast, wherever they might be, time and time again. We give you the praise. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Bishop Poole. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. The subject is dating a sin. Is dating, amen, a sin. I want you to call a friend and tell a friend to call in at 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And those of you that's new to the broadcast, amen, you just press 1 on your phone and our host will put you in, our technician. Amen, and then you go right ahead and begin speaking. We do not ask that you give your name, but we'll give you your cue by saying your area code and your last four digits. Amen. We always try to, amen, have peace and love among each other, because we don't fight each other. We do not fight on the air, talk against anyone. Amen. We're about the love of Christ. Amen. We're about the commandments of God. And we're about the things that he's having us to do. We thank God again. Amen. For you and you. Continue to pray for those that are going through this broadcast being broadcast, and many that we know that's going through the virus, amen, all around the world. And Jesus said it would come. Jesus said these things are going to come. Amen. And thank God he given us the weather report of the history of what's happening to the world. And that's what love does. Love always inform. Amen. Love is for you and not against you. Amen. Because he want to protect his creation. He want to let them know what's happening. Amen. Jesus had said that in the book of Matthew 24. Amen. In the fourth verse. Amen. When the disciples, they were sitting on the Mount of Olives, and privately they asked Jesus about, amen, Lord, what will be the sign when you're coming back, and when will be the end of the world? What will be the signs of the end of the world? And Jesus said, Matthew 24:4, he said, Jesus answered, said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. Deception is misleading. Don't let no one mislead you or misdirect you. Amen. And that's what the enemy, that's his weapon. His weapon is deception. His weapon is to mislead you. Amen. Away from what God wants you to do. Amen. He wants to direct you in an opposite direction. Amen. He takes part of what God knows and what God says, because he know. He know there's a God. He know there's a power. He know there's a heaven. Amen. And that's what deception is based on. Deception knows, amen, what area you're supposed to go in. It knows what area you're supposed to go, the direction you're supposed to go. And in order to mislead anyone, amen, the person that's being the deceiver, the one that's being the one, amen, trying to get you to error against God, they have to know what direction you are going in, and to misdirect you in an opposite way. Amen. That's what deception is. Deception, amen, knows what way you should go and how you should get there. And so they misdirect you in all kind of ways. Deception, amen, deception is a weapon. The enemy uses misdirection, miscommunication, that you can harm yourself. Amen. God is for you. Amen. God is a healer. He's not a deceiver. Amen. He's not a deceiver. He's a healer. Amen. And he cares for his people. Amen. Looking at the book of Psalms, amen, as we go into our subject in this broadcast, looking at the book of Psalms here, we're going to start out with the book of Psalms, then we're going to go to 1 John, the 5th chapter, Psalms, 1st division. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, not sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. We're talking about, amen, the Psalm of David, first division of David. Amen. We're going to lay a foundation. Amen. We're talking about its sin. It's the dating of sin. Amen. It's dating of sin. Call someone and tell someone that you know, amen, that's in Christ or without Christ. Amen. That they are single, divorced, maybe a widow. Amen. Call someone and let them know. Amen. We're talking about singles. We want the single people to call in. Amen. Wherever they are. Amen. And express their thoughts as well as the merit. Amen. You married, amen, and then you was dating throughout your life, and then prior before you got married, amen. Call in, tell a friend to call in, amen. We're speaking from a biblical foundation. We're speaking from a biblical foundation. What God has to say, and in this broadcast, we always try, amen, give you what God has to say because we are Christian foundation. And we live off the Bible, amen. And we live and we guide, being guided by God's word, amen. In the book of 1 John, the 5th chapter, amen, and say, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begotten, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God, we keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Amen. We're talking about what God wants, what God is saying. Amen. In the book of Proverbs, say 27 and 17, says, iron sharpeneth iron. Amen. That way we're discussing, amen, as well as Proverbs 24 and 6 says, a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Our Proverbs 24 and 6. So your words, your thoughts, your experience, the things that you've gone through, amen, prior, amen, to accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going through now and you're looking to date, you're looking to find a mate, you're looking to counsel someone, amen, and God is leading you, amen. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. The book of Matthew's 18 chapter, amen. And we always use Proverbs 27:17 because we always like to say that iron sharpening iron. In other words, you have a word, I have a word, but you're not clear and understanding. That's what Proverbs say, get wisdom, but all I getting, get understanding. You might be able to say this and that, amen. You might be able to say, oh, I can drive a car, amen, but you really don't understand why you should have your feet on the gas all the time, or you should put your feet on the brake all the time. Then someone give you understanding about controlling the car, amen. So what, you can have book knowledge, amen. You can have knowledge that you heard from the radio and in different places, but when two or three people, amen, begin to speak on a subject that you are not familiar with these people, but they have the truth, amen. Jesus said, "The truth shall set you free," amen. This is why it's very important. We speak of doctors and nurses, a professional. You go for your health, and you go for your health. And you get there and you find out that the person has not been trained. They've been self-trained. Amen. They put a sign up. They say they're the doctor. They say they're in medicine. But you find out the person have not been trained, amen, through four or five different people from an institution. And you say, oh, my God, this person, they lied to me. Well, the devil used what we call deception. Jesus said, be not deceived. Deception means he misled you. He misled you. Amen. It let you go into an error. You was being frauded. because of that person, amen, did not have the experience or the background whereby you can put your life in their hands, amen. And this is what the Bible speaks of, amen, when we have biblical training, when you have biblical understanding out of the Bible, you have 66 books, amen. You have tutors that have been before you. Jesus tutored the disciples from the Old Testament. They was under, amen, the scriptures. And Luke said, the last chapter, Luke said, Jesus said, I came into according to the scriptures, amen. And all of the things that the apostles had learned, Jesus was hands-on explaining to them, because he was God, and the Word wrapped up. He was God, the Word. God is the Word. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So communication is very important. Amen. Communication is our lifeline. Amen. And but today and time, they have so much information out there, and you have to work yourself around to see whether or not is a deception. Is somebody misleading you through the way they dress, the way they talk, their association, just to get your riches, just to get your total treasure that you have for themselves. And Ecclesiastes 7 chapter and 11th verse, the book of Ecclesiastes, said, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that seek the sun. For wisdom is a defense. And that's what we're looking for in this broadcast this time, how to defend yourself. Amen. This is I'm reading out of the King James Holy Bible, the New Version, and we always speak about, amen, choosing the right version, the King James, the New International Version, the Amplified Version, amen, the all those mainstream Bibles where you have a history of where they came from. Amen. And you, there's nothing wrong with that, having three or four. I'm using about five different Bibles and translations. Amen. And you have the American Standard, and you have the Bible Dictionary. You have a Bible Concordance. Amen. And you have a dictionary itself. But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with two or three or four live testimonies from people. Testimonies, and the enemy come to fight your testimony. He come to fight against the saints, fight against the truth, because he want to mislead. Now, in the book of Genesis, amen, he was in the garden because he was kicked out of heaven. He was evicted, amen. He came here on earth. He knew what God said. He knew. The devil knew. And also, if somebody can mislead you, they have to know the truth. He knew what God told Adam and Eve. And he came to Eve, and he looked to mislead her in the conversation and his talking. Amen. He misled her by giving her bits of information wrapped up in deception, misleading and lying. And he said, well, you know, God did not mean, see, he knew who God was. God did not mean the day you eat of this, you will not die. You will not surely. And he added bits and pieces of words, amen, and got us all in trouble. Got us all have to work our way back to God, amen, through our confession. It wasn't our fault. It wasn't the world's fault, amen, that we was misled. And God knows that. And he said, in order to get you this curse off of you, amen, in order to get this, amen, this disease off of us, amen, to have life, to come back to God, we have to confess that we love God through his son, Jesus Christ, and we're going to follow his teaching. And once you understand, amen, it wasn't your fault what's happened to you, Amen. You've been misled through bad information. And the world is full of bad information. And you find out, amen, in Ecclesiastes 7 and 20. 7 and 20 say, but there is not a just man upon the earth that does good and not sinning. It's not one. The Bible says one. And Jesus, in the book of Romans, amen, Paul said, and the rich young ruler came to Jesus, in other words, in the book of Mark, and he came to Jesus and said, you know, Lord, what must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus told him, he asked Jesus, and he said, well, you know, go sell everything you have and keep the commandments. He said, well, Lord, what else? I always have kept the commandments of God. It didn't say what denomination he was in, what religion he was in. He said he knew God's commandments, and he kept God's commandments. And the Bible didn't really say completely that he got rich over keeping God's commandments, but he wasn't deceiving anybody, because when you keep God's commandments, you don't lie, you don't steal, you don't fornicate, you don't have witchcraft, you don't be in a lot of things like that. Amen. And his good moral standards, amen, got him rich. Got him rich. I can't be corrected. You can text me and say, no, Bishop, he was this, he was that, and that. But the Bible said he was a rich young ruler. And he came to Christ and said, Lord, what must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus said, oh, that's well. But God looked into his heart and find out that he loved everything he had so much, and he saw that he had no room for eternal life. He told him, go sell everything you got. And he walked away. He walked away because, amen, he wanted eternal life, but God wanted to be first. God going to give him all these things, but he didn't hear the whole story. And this is the thing that the subject we're talking about tonight, amen, today, whatever it might be, amen. God want to give you eternal life. He want to bless you, amen, because all the devil know about riches, and he out there teaching materialism. The devil know about healing. He out there teaching false healing. Amen. The devil is taking what God has and switching it around and saying that he can give it to you. And what it's going to cause you, like to go back to the Garden of Eden, it's going to cause you to walk away, being misled. Deception, being misled. That's what deception is. Being misled, amen, through evil communication, led away from God, led away from God's standards, led away from God's commandments, led away from Jesus' teaching in the church, amen. Be led away from loving people, amen, being respectful, amen. And Paul has said in 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, he said, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Amen. Those are the things that young people have to deal with. Dating have to deal with. Dating today is not like it was, amen, back in the 60s. Hang on to my age, like older than that. But anyway, amen, it's not like it used to be. Amen. Today you got to deal with, amen, all type of sexual problems are coming up, all type of diseases coming up, amen, all type of worshiping, amen, out of worship going on, amen, all kind of men and women in the churches, amen, in authority. Some of them haven't been there, nobody taught them but themselves, amen, all type of things people about there about, amen, and you need God. We need God to direct us. We need the Holy Spirit, and all I can say is that, amen, today and tonight doing this broadcast, I'm going to step to the side early, and we're going to call all the single people, tell them to call in and give their comments, amen. Those of you who are married, God bless you. You can give your comments to what you see, amen, but we want to hear from our dating adults, amen, and let you know that we care. God care. That's why you hear on this broadcast. It's not a mistake. Amen. It might be some things that you heard and want to say or need somebody to help clarify. Amen. If we can't, we'll get back with you. I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to have all the answers. Amen. Because I know the Bible is in the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. The Bible said in Matthew 7:7, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Amen. Dating is a sin. Is dating a sin? That's the question. Is dating a sin? If you want to start from there, amen. We're going to open up the lines now. Amen. If those of you calling for the first time, amen, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. You can call 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We'll call your area code and your last 4 digits of your telephone. Amen. Let's open up. You can just begin talking and, amen. Don't have to give your name. Don't have to give your name. Amen. We are not trying to harm anyone. Amen. But whatever you have, a song, a comment, a scripture, amen. Be able to help someone. Amen. Be able to help someone. We want to hear from you, you, and you. Amen. We want to open up the lines now. We're going into the studio now. Amen. If you want to make a comment, a question, at the end of the broadcast, the last 5 minutes, we will have prayer. We will have prayer. Amen. Is dating a sin? Is dating a sin? Maybe someone have told you things, and amen, and that's what the enemy desires to do. Amen. His desire is to mislead you. That's a weapon. Deception is a weapon. It's designed to mislead you, to mislead you. It leads you into a neutral, sometimes a neutral position of the things that God want to bless you with. God want to bless you and help you, encourage you to glorify him. Amen. That's why you're on this earth, and that's why the church was set up on this earth. Amen. And God wants you to be blessed. Amen. He wants to help. Amen. He wants to undo everything the devil had done. Amen. Everything Satan came in, and God wants to undo it. Amen. Through how can he undo something? Amen. If he haven't really set it out to bless you, it's already there. But he came to undo what the enemy has come to destroy. Amen. Let's press 1 on your phone. We are talking about, amen, call in, young people. Call in, singles. Amen. Call in and express your thoughts, maybe your scriptures, maybe your comment, as well as those of you, too. We don't want to overlook any of those that is already married, and that you can see the difference between what's happened today and what happened many years ago. Maybe you like to say that as well. Amen. But the Word of God. The Word of God is our direction and a good testimony. Amen. A testimony of how God has brought us through. Amen. Amen. Is dating a sin? Amen. We have to define also what is a sin. Amen. We have to define what is sin. Sin is erring against God. Words against God, commandments. Amen. And 1 John 3, amen, and the 8th chapter, 8th verse, 3 and 8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil committed sin from the beginning. How he did that? He went against what God said. Amen. Very simple. He went against what God said. Amen. Since we are Christian, since we're following the commandments of God, we follow his direction, will keep us out of the harm's way of the enemy. Amen. To have eternal life, to take the curse of death off of us. Amen. And take the curse, amen, hell and destruction off of us and cover us under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We follow God's instruction. But the enemy want us not to follow his instruction or to walk away. We do have that power to walk away from God's instruction. We do have that power. He still give us that power and ability, amen, to walk away. But he give us so much strong love and caring that we don't want to walk away. Sometimes you can make an error. Sometimes you can make an error. Adam and Eve, Adam made an error because he trusted Eve so. He never expected she would go against God's word. And that's to show you how strong deception can be, temptation, and liars can be. Amen. Proverbs 24:16 say, "For a just man falleth down seven times and rises up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief." Amen. So those that love the Lord, amen, you do the best you can on all these circumstances that are helping, that's going along now, sorrow upon the land. We're seeing sorrow that never been seen before. Amen. And you get weak in a lot of areas. Amen. You need God. We need God. He is our help. He is our strength. Amen. All right. All right. We can, we have the lines open now. And the phone lines are open. We're waiting for callers. Let's push one. Don't wait on anyone. Amen. Because we are, have a lot to go through. We have many more on the line. I know some call in and say, "Bishop, I enjoy so much, I don't want to say anything." But yes, but we sometimes your testimony might help bring someone out. Sometimes your remarks can help bring someone out concerning, amen. Sin is error against God. In the day and time, amen, there are so much out there, so many different religions. So much different religion. If a man is walking upright and living right, amen, walking upright and living right, there's so many different religions out there. So much different teaching out there. Amen. You have to examine the teachers. Amen. You put in your life and your trust, not only school teachers, but doctors, amen, and lawyers. And you have to find out which one is out to deceive the public. That's what deception is, deceiving the public. Amen. It's fraudulent the public. Amen. Taking false information and giving it to you and trying to get you to go their way. So you have to be very cautious. Deception is a weapon. It's a weapon. It's a tool that's used. Amen. And the enemy used that. He passed it along. Amen. They say liars all. All right. 561. 1413.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Bless you.
God bless you. God bless everybody in Blog Talk Land. God bless you, Bishop, sir. I just want to say it just caught my attention when you was talking about Adam and Eve, but I just want to say, don't let a mistake cause you to put your marital life with God or your wife or husband at stake. My. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. And look out for the deadly distractions of deception. Amen.
Amen. Very good. Very good. God bless you. Amen. We're kicking it off. Don't let deception, amen, is misleading. It leads and guides you the wrong way. You got to make sure you have the whole truth. Amen. Jesus said out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. When a person don't want you, just want to take their comments and their question, and they know it all. Amen. I would be very weary, amen, of those positions. Amen. All right, especially one on your phone we have. Amen. We're just starting off now. We're talking about, amen, dating. Amen. We would like to have your comments, and we need many as can, two or three comments, two or three testimonies or whatever you put on your mind to help someone else. Or maybe you have a question about dating. Amen. You wanted to share. Amen. And you, the day and time, you need all the information you can. Amen. If you look up dating, amen, the last information, amen, doing my research, amen, we find out there was over 2,500 sites on the internet, amen, concerning dating. 2,500 online dating sites, about 25 major dating sites online. Amen. It's about 5,000 in the whole world concerning dating. I'm sorry, that was 2,500 in the United States, but only 25 major sites is out there. But you have to be careful when you get on those dating sites. They have all kind of sites to whatever you're looking for. Amen. They're Christian sites, and you have to. Many people say they're Christian, and this is what you want to know. You want to find out some type of history or the background of the person that you're willing to spend the rest of your life with. What type of history they have, and what kind of God that they were serving, and how the parents are. Amen. It's an old saying that you look at the mother, you see what kind of wife you're going to have, because the mother taught the daughter. Look at the man, and you see what kind of husband you're going to have, because the man taught the son. Thank God for the Bibles. That's why the Bible comes to show us about living. It's more than about the doctrine of teaching, but it teaches how to live. And God's commandments, amen, God's commandments deal with all about living. Amen. Loving your brother, loving your neighbor. Amen. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Amen. All that's a part, amen, of God. Not stealing, killing, lying to one another. Amen. It helps you to live. That's what keeps the family together. Amen. All right, well, thank God. We have first caller. Amen. I know we have many more in the studio, but nevertheless, all right, we have 561-5981. God bless you.
Good evening. Good evening. Yes, very, very interesting lesson on tonight. I was hoping that some of the younger ones may get in and ask, because it's very good to know, is dating a sin? Dating itself is not a sin, just in itself. Now, once you go beyond the dating part, the touching, the kissing, the different part, now you is in sin. And the Bible tells us, once you get to that point, the Bible says it's better to marry than to burn. And a lot of people misunderstand when it says marry then burn. A lot of people think it's saying burn a fire. No. It means when you burn on the inside for that person, lust for that person that wanted to. And so dating itself is no. But now once you get past that, then you start going against God. And that's when you get into all the other stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Then you're sinning. Now, if you get caught in sin without being married, then you're in trouble with God. So I'm going to hope that that will be to help somebody on tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. That was very good. Amen. Very good. Amen. About, we can go right ahead. You can push one on your phone. We want to be able to keep the air open for those that get as many as we possibly can, get as many comments, amen, and to clarify things. Some people say things don't have the biblical background about burning up, and that's very, very clear. Amen. It was saying, speaking from Hebrews the 13th chapter, amen. I know the pastor that many years ago, with pastors, we had a big meeting concerning dating, amen, that the people, we were concerned, we meet all, have met, and they say, what can we do? This thing is getting out of hand, comments from the mothers, say the young ladies, young men is outside hugging and kissing, all that, but they don't want to get married. Amen. The mother's complaining. Amen. And notice here, they're not going to leave the person. They're not going to, they don't go to church, but they say they love them. And the only thing that pastors can do, amen, is love the word of God. And pastors, amen, we teach, but yet it's still, we have the counsel. In Hebrews 13, and the fourth verse, amen, it says, marriage is honorable in A-L-L, all, and the bed undefiled. Amen. Marriage is honorable all over the world. A person say, this is my wife, that's my husband. Regardless of what language, what part of the world they're from, amen, they recognize the man and the woman. Because we live under biblical principles, is the man and the woman. Amen. It's honorable. And the bed undefiled. Amen. So sex is okay in marriage. It bonds the marriage. Amen. Like the man of God was saying that, amen, if a person feel that they can't restrain from each other, marry. It's honorable. It's honorable. It's honorable in God's eyesight. Amen. Very good. Very good. Two comments. Amen. We can use a couple more. Amen. That's very enlightening. Amen. That's what we're here for. Amen. That we bring out the truth. Bring out the truth out of mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. Concerning marriage. Amen. That's many more comments and things. All right. We're at 954-4485. 954-4485.
Bishop, I'm calling. I have a question, right? You know, we're listening to the message, and I'm just thinking about young people and when they're dating. And, you know, I guess during that courtship, you know, I guess initially what draws people together is probably the outward appearance. Like there has to be maybe some sort of attraction. And I guess at some point you get to learn the person, you know, more, you know, mentally and spiritually and so forth. But in that process of learning, you know, the other person, there's those feelings. You know, we're all human, right? And we all have those feelings. So what should a young person do when they're dating and, you know, not necessarily, you know, they're still learning the person. So they're not at a point to say, well, I'm ready to get married. Right, but those feelings are starting to come up, you know, because they will. You know, they're attracted to each other, and they're going to the movies, they're having, you know, having dinner dates and so on. So what would you advise a young person once they start to get those emotions and those feelings during the dating process?
All right, very good question. Hey, man, we got the, we're going to put it on the board. Amen. We have some very a board full of people. We want to have your comments. Yes. Before I say anything, I don't want to. Amen. We want someone else to say something about what do you do? What do you do now in the dating process? In the dating process, amen. When the emotions are coming up. Situations, get involved, amen. What do you do, amen? Anyone can just press one on your phone. We have a caller with a good question, amen. And should they go right on and get married, or should they, amen? Have the it's so many new things today, some of the things happening today? Should they be involved? And what should they do? Amen. We want to hear from you and you. Amen. We have a comment and a very good question today. Very good question. Amen. I know this is year 2000 compared to, all right, I think we had, look like we're back at 5-6, we at 5-6-1 again? 5-9-8-1, are we in that area? No? Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's a very, very, very good question. And it's a good, honest question. But one thing about it, God's word is not going to change for nobody. God's word is going to stand forever, whether you save or unsave or whatever. His word means what it says. Now, the Bible also says, if you cannot contain yourself, then marry. So me personally, I feel like that if you can't contain yourself, well, marry. You know, but now you're not going to be able to do wrong, and I mean, because God not a liar. He said he won't have that. So I think it's that individual, those individuals, whoever, if you're in that dating process and if you just cannot contain yourself, you know, and now it's a different, now if you're saved and trying to live for Christ, and if you're not, now there's a lot of people in the world that they don't care. They just going, the world gone wild. But if you really mean Christ, you would do the right thing. God bless you.
All right. Very good question. And, amen. If anyone else have one, like to comment on that question today, should we define what dating is? I don't know if I clarified. What is dating? Amen. What is dating? Amen. It's not betrothal, is engagement. And the Bible speaks of patrolling, you know, that means you made a commitment. You have decided that, amen, this is the person, and so you gave them a ring, a cell phone, a car, something. That was your commitment. But now, amen, you just dating, and in this broadcast we're speaking of getting to know a person. Let's define that as a getting to know a person, amen. Doing a survey, not to get too technical or too difficult, amen. When a person is dating, they just got to know a person, amen. Just getting to know a person and dating. So today's world, definition of dating is different. Amen. Back in the 1900s, amen, compared to, amen, your mom and dad is sitting around on the porch with you. Amen. If you go anywhere to eat lunch, you're out in public. Amen. If you go out somewhere, go fishing or going to the movies, you had a chaperone. Compared to today, it's a whole different definition of getting to know a person. Amen. So we have to interject that into the matter. If a person is going out on a date, amen, it might be today, might be like, well, I'm going out on a date. And, you know, all these dating companies, they call in. You get to know the person. Amen. So we're going to have to interject that. We might have to just... Is that clear enough? Is that dating clear enough? Or somebody call in and let's clarify what dating is, and then we might be able to help that last caller. Amen. Help the other one calling about if a person is they out on a date and they get their feelings involved, or if they in the area of matrimony or betrothal or engaged. You know, so it sound like this person was just on a date. They're on a date. Amen. So we have to clarify. We want to make sure that we're in the right area. We're trying to help But we're not trying to help with this. We're not trying to deceive anyone. We're not trying to mislead anyone according to the scriptures. Amen. Like Hebrews 13, amen, say all marriage is honorable. All marriage. Amen. Saved and unsaved, yoke and unequal yoke, is honorable in God's eyesight. Amen. All marriage is honorable in God's eyesight. But you don't want to marry just because you want to, amen, be involved in triple X and all of that with the person. Then you just divorce the person. No. You got to really have to love the Lord, keep his commandments. That's one thing. But that's dealing with marriage and courtship. But right now, we're just dating. We're just dating. What is dating? Maybe somebody give me a definition of the 20th century dating compared to the 1900 dating. Amen. Amen. All right, the phone lines are open. Studio open. We're talking about dating. Dating. We're finding out that holding hand, kissing, and going on, is that dating today compared to a long time ago? Just talking with somebody on the phone or sitting down just discussing, you know, ABCs and the weather. Is that dating? What causes it to be a sin? And the sin is involved when you go against God direction. Because this program and this thing is geared towards biblical counseling, towards biblical living. God's the creator God, the one who created the heaven and the earth, and his son Jesus. And this is what this is based on. It's based on. Amen. So if you go to any other counseling, any other direction, you want to make sure. Amen. I'm quite sure there's some other professionals out there. Someone would need, parents need to know, well, my child is still dating. Amen. They say he's still dating 20 years. Maybe he's still dating. You know, might know somebody still dating. Amen. At the 400 years, they're still dating. And when they want to get serious, dating is serious today. Dating might lead into marriage. You know, we want to be on the cutting edge. We want to make sure, amen, you're in the right area. All right? All right, let's give us another caller. Press 1 or other callers want to come back in and do that help. Amen. What's being said? What's being said? You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. 954-4485.
No, I'm still just listening here. I didn't have any other comment, but, you know, listening to what has been said so far is helpful, right? You know, sin is sin, and like the caller said, you know, God's not going to change his standards for anyone. You know, so doing that, doing the dating process, if we are, you know, committed to Christ, as you've been saying, you know, we have to know our limits, right? Sometimes it's best just to remove yourself from a situation if you feel you can't contain yourself, you know. So maybe it's best to say, hey, well, you know, it's time for me to go. I'll give you a call when I get home or something like that. So we just have to be wise, because if we put ourselves in a situation, again, we even though we love Christ, we're still in the flesh, right? And the flesh gets weak, and you know, so you want to make sure that you try to avoid those types of situations as best you can. Okay, thank you.
All right. Very good. And those of us that's out there, and you know, our families and friends and. Like I said, this question came up with pastors many years ago, and it's a problem. It's a problem. How many dates should you go on, and how often? Whether the dates used to be a research, but today they research it in the triple X and four X's and five X's. That's not a research, that might be lust. Amen. And it says a lot about the partnership, those that a person will do that and back off and don't call anymore, then they went about looking for a partner. Because that's the dating, patrol, marriage. Dating, research, amen. The second step, amen, getting committed, amen. The third step is marriage. And it's possible that you can go from dating to, I've seen dating that jump from dating quick on into matrimony. Amen. Once you know you have the right person. Amen. But just run around dating. Amen. That could be a question about one of the partners. And it's good to know. It's good to know. That's when fasting come in. A Christian know how to kill the natural man. Amen. Put the natural man under subjection because he know about God's word. Isaiah 58, they know about, I better watch this situation here. Amen. Put yourself under control to kill the flesh. Amen. So it is a ongoing, very, need to be talked about. Amen. Especially, and I have to go into the closing. Amen. You have to know that who you desire to be with. Amen. You equal yokes, somebody that love the Bible, those that seek it out for Christ. The person does not love the Bible, that's a question mark. They don't want to go to church, that's a question mark. The person that's want to be involved, have no commitment, that's another big question mark. Amen. Things are compatible. Amen. That's another question mark. You can love God, but one like fishing, the other like hunting. That could be a question. So you still can be in Christ and does not have be compatible, but you should have something. Amen. Things that destroy marriages, sex, money, and families. They destroy marriages. So all those dating used to be a research. Dating used to be a research. All right, we're getting ready now to go into the closing of the prayer. We need at least one or two prayers real quickly. Amen. For those of you that's, amen, dating, we hope that what's said can be a help to you. 561-1413, go right ahead. 561-1413. Amen. Okay, we missed that caller. All right, we're at 561-5981.
Go right ahead. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, O God, for another great night, another great lesson. Father, we ask you, O God, to continue, dear Lord, lifting up our bishop, dear God. Lord, we thank you for the teaching on tonight. Father, we just pray and hope that it has helped someone out there that may confuse. We hope that what we have said and done will be a help to you. Father, we ask you, God, let us continue to walk and do as you would have us to do, dear God. Those that don't understand, dear God, just pray to God for, and then ask for strength so we can continue to run this race. Thank you, oh God, for everyone that commented on tonight. We just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Good to have you. Continue to call one another, let them know Jesus lives and that he's love. Love does not fight against people. Deception, God does not deceive, he heals. Deception is the enemy, is a weapon designed by the devil to mislead you. Even though you know the truth, you want to twist it, turn it, make it appear different. Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, we know you're a healer and not a deceiver. Oh, God, we ask you to bless your people. Help them, oh, God, the young people. Help our young children. Help them. And ask to come back again. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen.
No, 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 no. Teach them to love. Love one another. cheese.